All right, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, or at least someone asks, on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, and we answer questions, Mr. Rich.
Ask Me Anything brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, birthday boy Seltzer, I got the first question to you.
Ooh.
How's the birthday going so far?
Pretty good so far.
Good.
Yeah, no complaints. You know, minus waking up early, which was going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
It's been good. No complaints.
Good deal. All right, give us some good questions.
All right, shout out to Joe Cornick. He has got the first question from Twitter. Joe asks, we know that Joe's best friend is Fred Barnett, but Richie, any former Eagles or any NFL player you consider your best friend? You know, a dude you would maybe even go on vacation with like Joe and Fred do.
I would say those guys are guys from Michigan and Stanford that I went to college with, you know, that I'm closer with. But I love Brian Westbrook, and I hope I didn't stomp on that when I was running for state senate and I asked him to come and stump for me. That was very helpful for my campaign, but it was a big ask.
It's a big
hey,
ask.
Hey, Bri guy, you want to come out
right.
and put on a suit and tell people that they should vote for me?
Well, he did.
He
right?
did. Okay. And I thought that was such
an nice
incredible
thing to
gesture.
Do. Yes.
An incredible.
It is nice.
Do you think you've worried you've ruined your friendship? Is that the concern?
I was worried about it, but he's such a stand-up
Let me tell
guy.
You this, Sean. Let me allay. Is that the word, allay your worry?
Yeah, that works.
Let me
very
allay
nice.
Your worry. I talked to Brian, I mean, this goes back 3 or 4 years ago about you, and I saw no signs of cracks in your friendship.
He's a good dude.
He really cares about
so
us.
So should we say best guy. Friends, or are we not going to do that?
Let's not go that far.
I'm just checking.
All right, James, let's do a couple more.
All right, any new movies or TV shows seen?
Yes.
Ooh, quick yes there.
Major recommendation. I think it's fantastic. Maybe everyone won't agree. I think the Game of Thrones prequel is awesome. I think
House of the Dragon?
I think it's fantastic.
You're just getting on that.
I'm just getting near finishing season two. So season one, when I watched it last year, I thought was like really good, like a B plus. I think this season is an A. Like, it's not the A triple plus. The Game of Thrones was an A triple plus. I think this is an A show. I think it's really good.
Totally is. I just forgot that was like a new show because I watched it.
Well, it was about 4 months ago, 3 months
six
ago.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just getting
awesome.
Around to it.
So
yeah.
awesome.
It really
love
is.
It. I love the focus more on dragons also.
Let's put it this way.
It's not crazy over the top more dragons, but I like seeing them in action more.
It's not Godfather 3. Like, there are some things, prequels, sequels, that just don't meet the measure. I mean, this isn't Game of Thrones, but it's really good. And it's a well-conceived show. By the way, I looked it up the other day. They have no plans as of now for a spinoff of a sequel with Jon Snow, which was discussed about 2 years ago. They said apparently they just cannot figure out a good storyline. And so it's just not getting up. But you do need that. You can't do it if you don't have a good story, or you're just going to make a lot of money but take a lot of people off. James, let's do one more.
John, no movies or TV for you, I'm assuming?
Nope.
Okay.
Football.
Highlights.
Just check it. I had to ask.
Film.
The question's for both of you, not just for Joe. All right, last one. If you could ask your future self one thing, what would it be?
Are you happy? And then adjust accordingly.
Well,
I think it's
funny.
Really straightforward. Hey, are you happy? Okay, let's reevaluate and go back and figure out how to make you happy.
I view it similar but through a slightly different prism. If I'm asking myself 20 years from now a question, I'm asking myself, did you make the right decisions to make you happy? Like, did you chart a good course, or did you make mistakes along the way? Look, we all make some mistakes, but you hope not to make whopper of mistakes. I would ask myself, did you make good decisions to lead to happiness, or did you screw things up? Time will tell. We'll see. With that,
you
AMA.
Can find out if we're going to win any titles in the future. And instead, you're worried about yourself. I see.
Yes, that's right. It's all about happiness, James. And with that, birthday boy should know that. We shut it down.
You imply that happiness doesn't come from our team's winning championship.
James, question for you.
Yes.
Would you rather be a happy person with 0 Philly championships or a miserable person with 10 Philly championships?
I don't think it's possible to be miserable
that,
if they won
Seltzer!
10 championships. But I get it.
All right, and with that, we shut it down. It's getting a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Salvador in Coatesville, the home of Rip Hamilton. Good morning, Salvador.
Yes, the home of Rip Hamilton. Happy birthday, Jimmy. My birthday's Friday, man.
Oh, happy best birthday, man. Mike Schmidt's birthday on Friday as well.
Oh,
how about that?
How about that?
Hey, Salvador, my senior year in high school, we played Coatesville twice.
You guys lost, didn't you?
No, we beat you twice.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Jokes on me. Hey,
you had some good players, though. You had this guy named Clint Cease, who ended up going and playing linebacker at Penn State.
Maybe he's listening right now, John.
He was a good outside linebacker.
Cease.
Gave some pressure off the edge.
There
and he
go.
Could also set the edge when they're...
Imagine if he is listening right now. He's like, no way!
Listen, I guarantee you, at the very least, he's getting text messages right now, because that's how it works. All right, Salvador, give us what you got on the Philly sports scene.
Oh, I cannot watch this guy pitch again. Please. Yeah. I was watching the game last night, my girlfriend. Before we turned the game on, actually, I turned the game on, it was like 6-1. She goes, oh, they probably got that Walker guy pitching. And she doesn't even like baseball. Like, I can't watch this anymore, man. Like, why do we have to keep watching them? There has to be somebody else. Like, James said his daughter could probably pitch better than him. Let's put her out there. Let's do something.
Well, Salvador, you know what's amazing and has been discussed, but maybe not as much as it should have been, is how little the Phillies had in the farm system ready to go. Because if they had, and I mean, they did try other people. Let's not act like they didn't. And, other than Turnbull, who, of course, gave him a good work in April and then got injured, and that was it. I mean, it's astounding. It's astounding to have a farm system and not have anybody that can give you anything. I got to tell you, in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like it. Like, I saw Izell Jenkins as the worst Eagles defender on an incredible Eagles team of defensive players, and it's like that felt imbalanced. We saw Mark Ivarone in 83 with the Sixers, where it's like you got four potential Hall of Famers. You know, you got Cheeks, you got Tony, you got Doc, you got Moses. Three of them made the Hall of Fame, by the way. Bobby Jones off the bench. And then it's like you got Mark Ivarone. But at least Ivarone played defense. He rebounded. He hustled.
He took up solid minutes.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not ripping Mark Ivarone.
Well, clearly you are.
Well, he wasn't Dr. J.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He wasn't Tywan Walker.
There was no way that was not a rip of Mark there.
But, I mean, this time, I have never – I don't ever remember in Philadelphia sports such imbalance. Yeah. It's staggering.
What's going on with Sanchez? Isn't he like what's going
Mark?
On with him?
No, that's which Sanchez?
Can he pitch?
Chris Sanchez.
Sanchez?
Yeah.
He'll pitch in the playoffs, either games 2 or 3 or 4. We'll find out. Salvador, give me a great answer here. Royal character from fictional world.
All right. Well, I looked this up to make sure I wasn't tripping. He was considered royalty. Let's go with King Kong.
King Kong.
Oh, wow. Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
That's an interesting
big answer.
It is. Wow, I hadn't even thought of that.
But the question is fictional royalty.
Yeah, he's
right?
A king.
He's
yeah.
fictional, and he's
royalty.
The king.
But is he royalty?
Yeah, no, he's a king of the apes, like of his crew of apes on Skull,
I don't know
on
the story
Skull
enough,
Island
but
or whatever.
He does have the king term.
Yeah, it's king. It counts.
It's in there.
I don't know.
I don't either, but
if they go by king or queen, it counts, in my opinion.
And I also said some play
on words. He doesn't go by
King
words. Kong. Like,
he
no
does,
one's
though.
Calling him King Kong. He's on
John,
an island with a bunch of
John,
animals.
His name is King Kong.
Again, if it's in the name, it counts. End of discussion.
Dave Kingman. All right, Joe DeCameron, Jen Ritchie, coming up an awful lot. More on the Tywan situation, plus Ross Tucker at 740. Joe Conklin dialing some stuff up with... Seltzer, it's going to be some Nick Sirianni role-playing today.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
It's going to be some, I wonder how that's going to go.
Some everyday life choices for Nick Sirianni, courtesy of Conklin.